Our quarterly stocks report affecting grain markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Even though we are seeing the start of harvest kick off around the Midwest, we're only seeing our grain markets react in the slightest bit to that progress.
Yeah, we definitely are seeing a touch of, I would say, harvest pressure, but we had the quarterly stocks number come out that was slightly bearish.
And Nick Repke with Kleist Commodities said that number was bearish on
corn at 1.532 billion bushels. Expected was at 1.33. Soybeans were slightly bullish. That market didn't care at all. Came in at 316 million versus the 322 expected. And then wheat was just slightly bearish too. But the break here on corn, especially getting through some of this support and trying to wiggle its way lower, is coming from that quarterly stocks.
But Nick says that this also just appears to be seasonal for the grains.
It appears the seasonals and some of the bean harvest is kind of catching up with there. Earlier this week, too, last week we had all the China buying Argentine beans, and that story keeps being revisited. And I just feel like, you know, this 10 to 980 now, we got to go back and take a look at it again and maybe revisit those August lows, which in our opinion looks like it should hold.
And he says the wheat market continues to pay attention to world news.
Yeah, it's just continued world supplies. I mean, we continually raise high-priced wheat. So when it comes right down to it, it just the slow grind lower. It feels like it's never ending all summer. The more you and I have ever talked, it's very difficult to come up with some good news for wheat. So more of the same today, at a contract low. And it feels bad, but that's usually the sign that the bleeding is almost over. So,
and again, that's Nick Repke with Kleist Commodities, who is helping us out on Tuesday's Commodity Wrap. And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.